Thank you, everyone, so much for showing up in person. Thank you, everyone, so much for showing up online. We've got multiple different time zones going on. I am so excited about this week. This is like my happy place. We get all of the people that I want to speak to, all having conversations in one place. We're going to have a fantastic, productive, research-progressing time. I want to begin by thanking our primary funder for this workshop, which is DARPA. From the U.S. government. They gave us a grant which is being administered through Johns Hopkins, so many thanks to Johns Hopkins, and lots of thanks to Perimeter. Stephanie Mole has been working for months over many, many details to make this possible. We have support of the bistro, of the rooms, of the AV staff. Thank you, Josh. So it's all come together and we're gonna make this work. For the Zoom participants, I would encourage you to join also the Slack channel, and for all in-person participants, also join the Slack channel. It is a good way to sort of maintain a conversation. We would like to ensure that we don't treat the remote participants as second-class citizens when we can. So typically in a Zoom call, there might be sort of a chat going on. People would ask some questions and answer with the speaker or among themselves. We'd like to all be a part of that as well. So Zoom participants, ask your questions, not in the Zoom chat, but on the Talks and Discussions channel in Slack. And then we can see that here, we can respond to that. People, if you're on your own sort of laptops and cell phones, can chime in, and we can have these conversations going. And then we can, you know, come back to them and we have a record, as opposed to every time the Zoom link closes, we lose it.
And maybe Ellie, you mentioned that coffee breaks are in the bistro on the first floor, which you would have come by. Anyway,
yes. So
we are also thinking it might be nice during coffee breaks to not leave out. Well, why don't you continue?
Yeah. So we know that a lot of the research and conversations take place sometimes right after the speaker finishes, where we can sort of get into a conversation. So we would like to enable the remote participants to also be part of things during the coffee breaks, during the breakout sessions, during sort of the working groups. You, I think, have had more discussions about where they are, so why don't I give you the mic so that they can hear that? And while I'm passing Rob the mic, he will be giving a tutorial. We've noticed in the past that because we're sort of bringing two disciplines together, sometimes if we just go over the basics, but in sort of our own terminology, from the perspective of a physicist, from the perspective of a statistician, it allows us to sort of get a lot more out of the more advanced talks. So that's why we're having two tutorials on day one. And Rob will kick that off shortly.
Yeah, so let me start with the last few logistical details. Okay, coffee breaks, first floor bistro. The lunches will be in the second floor bistro. So there's steps up from the first floor bistro. There's a second floor. There's a room there that's not part of the main bistro. That's where we're having lunches every day of the week. It's buffet style. And on Wednesday, I think we're sharing the room, so it might be a little bit busier, but that'll be fine. And that's also where the banquet is going to take place on Wednesday night. Everywhere in the schedule where it says breakout groups, that's when we're sort of going to be doing research and chatting with each other. And we've booked a few other rooms in the building where we can get together and chat and have some Zoom participants. So the people in AV are going to help us make that happen. So it's going to be the Alice room, the Matter room, and the Gravity room, okay, which are three names of rooms in this building. They all have strange names, but we can help you find those. But it's not consistent. I mean, other people are using these rooms throughout the week, so we sort of got what we could. And so we'll let you know at the beginning of the breakout sessions, you know, which rooms we have, and we can sort of meet here at the beginning of the breakout session and distribute ourselves. I think at some point tomorrow, Ellie, you're going to be talking about, you know, what kinds of breakout sessions we should have. Maybe we can sort of brainstorm some ideas of things we want to talk about together, and sort of plan the rest of the breakout sessions during the week. So that'll be one place for all the Zoom participants to really engage. And then during coffee breaks, we didn't really find a great solution, but my thought is just that if some of us could sort of stay in the Zoom link and drink our coffee and chat with some of the online participants during any given coffee break, I think that'd be kind of nice, just so that, you know, the other people on Zoom can have a chance to talk about what they've just seen and catch up with people they know. So so that's the, we don't have any kind of formal, I wondered whether we could set something up formally with a room during the coffee break, but unfortunately couldn't make that happen. So instead, I think we'll just do it on a kind of one-on-one basis over Zoom if we can. I'm thinking, are there any other, there's going to be a conference photo during a coffee break on Wednesday. I'll let you know exactly when that's happening. And I think that's pretty much it. Yes, we might be asking some of you to chair sessions as well. We haven't assigned chairs. So Ellie's the de facto chair for everything right now. but hopefully we can ease your burden a little bit. Okay, so yeah, questions from anyone here or online about logistical things? Okay, in that case, let's...